You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing today? How are you, Abby?
It was good, although I got violently humbled last night. I was at the Jezebel magazine party. Nice. Honoring the hottest and most single people in Atlanta, which of course is me, because I'm on the cover.
There must have been so much security.
Oh my God, security out the wazoo. The face cards on some of these people. Oh my God, I walked in, I was blinded.
What is a face card?
It's like someone who's stunningly beautiful in the face. Like, okay. You walk in and you're like, I can't even look at you. Like, you're so attractive. And so I walk in, and admittedly, I had to drag myself to this party because it's a Monday. Mondays are busy. I was just like, I just do not feel like going out. But I'm on the cover, so I'm like, I'm going to show up. And of course, I know people going. So I'm like,
did you hear that? Let's let that wash over us one more time. I'm on the cover.
Thank you again, Jezebel Magazine. You didn't need to, because there were definitely people hotter than me there. So I show up, and I'm with a bunch of girls, and we're hanging out, and we're having a good time. And these are all other girls that are in the magazine with me. And they're like, we need to get a photo of us like holding the magazine, of us with our pages open. We need to commemorate this somehow. This is a big deal. I'm like, you know what, girls? You're right. Like, I'm about to be a nobody. I'm about to be unemployed next week. Let me soak this up for the last week while it's still fun. So I grab the magazine and we find the photographer and I step up to the plate and I'm ready to take a couple quick photos. And I hold the cover out and the photographer's like, oh, open up to your page. I'm like, oh no, like this is me. Like, I'm going to take a photo with me right here. And he goes, okay, yeah. And so he starts snapping photos and then he goes, okay, but now open to the page where you are. And I look at him, I'm like, this is me. And I'm like, I know I have a lot less makeup on and my hair looks a little different because I recently got it bleached, but this is me.
Did he fight with you over that? Like, no.
For a second. He's like, no. He like didn't understand. He's like, open up to the page where you are. I'm like, you don't understand. This is the page that I'm on. But he did. I just look very different because I'm obviously very much glammed up in the photo on the cover. And I'm just kind of in a natural glam. I look cute rather than like sexy, which was me on the cover. So it was a nice way to knock me down after I was feeling good about myself for the first time in a while.
You think he went to a manager and he's like, is she messing with me? Is that really her?
Is it too late to change the cover? Like, this girl, really? Look at all the baddies here.
How you doing?
I'm good. It was a chill day yesterday for the most part. No, that's a lie, Kristen. Why are you lying? I busted butt out of here to get to the gym so I could work out so I can make it to my therapy appointment. Then after my therapy appointment, went home, got some stuff done, then went and picked up Jimmy from carpool, got back, and then just worked on the show.
Okay.
So yeah, that was my day yesterday.
That's plenty. Let's see. What do I got yesterday? Here, slight nap, acupuncture. Workout. I had two interviews yesterday, one with Rodney Ho from the AJC and one from Inside Radio. And then I just watched Emily Stanley last night on TV, pet my dog, went to sleep.
There you go.
There it is. How are you, Kat?
Good. Just had a long work day yesterday, working on stuff, the bonus content. It is a behemoth of a job,
yeah,
but
I bet.
Looks like we're going to have something ready to launch pretty soon, possibly tomorrow.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was at it till 7 o'clock last night, just building out this new fan community site. It's so cool, guys. I'm really excited. So we're going to continue to release audio regularly on the podcast as you're listening now on Apple and Spotify. But I'm also building a special fan community where you'll have access to all the audio that we have for the past 25 years worth of shows that you can just sit and binge. It's uploaded on a rolling basis because we got to strip it off CD and VHS.
Crazy.
And I feel like half our audience doesn't know what VHS is. It's the videotapes. But I'm really excited about it.
And in this group here, are they going to be able to talk about the different bits and stuff like that?
Yes.
It is. So it's a different place to complain.
Yes. It's going to be a Patreon. So there's going to be an exclusive community fan chat or Burt Show fam chat that you guys will have access to. And we got a big chat going on the Discord servers as well.
Okay. So one more sort of reminder. Yes, this show is going away on after Friday's show. That is weird. But after that, for those of you that are super P1s and keep saying, what am I going to listen to? You can still listen to The Burt Show, and chances are really, really good because there's not a whole bunch that have been listening since day one. And we've kind of been giving you a sampler over the last 2 weeks of what was going on back then, man, the foundation of The Burt Show. And you get to listen every day, just like you would here. You could be in your car and listen to past shows.
Yeah, they're two different things. So if you want to keep listening for free on the podcast, you got it. We'll be doing highlights from the past 25 years. And if you want all of it, then you can sign up for our Patreon and I'll have that link soon.
So one of the top messages I've been getting lately that I really haven't been able to answer, I think because most don't know yet, is, hey, are you on Friday going to update everybody on what their next project is? And I think most people in here outside Cassie, who's going over to Pioneer with me, Katie going over to Pioneer with me, nobody really has full commitments yet. Now, I checked in with Tommy yesterday because he's got the same kind of wanderlust I do.
Right. Yeah, I've been waiting for this. I told you when you told us, I tried to not to hold back my smile too much because I knew this was the kick in the pants my wife needed to get what I want to do done. I want to sell everything and go RVing across America.
This is amazing.
I had this epiphany last October, and ever since then, I've been fully entrenched on YouTube, learning from other full-time RVers. There's several couples I follow. In fact, one couple, Barry and Darlene, they have a YouTube channel called Like There's No Tomorrow.
I feel like Darlene is an RV name.
Yeah.
Like you were born to be in an RV.
They're very cool though. Barry, they're from Florida, and Barry used to be in a band. I think it was like Reverend Funk and something. A very successful band, like a local playing clubs band. But anyway, they have been doing it 3 years, and they have a curriculum online that basically teaches you A to Z how to go full time. And you learn from their mistakes that they've made over the past 3 years. And
where did the epiphany come from last October?
I probably got mad during the show.
Might have been the day he was on the toilet. We were making fun of him and he quit.
That tracks. I'll look back at my text messages and see if you sent me a text message that you weren't coming back.
Oh, so, I sent Renee a text message that day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you told us that. Yeah. So what would the dream be where you get in the RV, you have a destination, you stay there for a week, and then you go somewhere else and just live on the road for the rest of your life?
Well, there's a such thing in the RV world as the 333 rule and the 222 rule. And I'm probably going to live by the 222 rule. You travel 200 miles when you do have a travel day. You get there by 2 p.m., so you're not setting up in the dark. You're good to go. And we're notorious for that. We have camped a bunch of times, and we get there in the dark, and it's not a good thing. And then you stay 2 days, 2 weeks, so 222. Huh. And, you know, our goal is probably to stay 2 weeks wherever we go. So we just take a little piece at a time and go across the country.
Be careful, Tommy, right quick, because I want to issue a warning, because 2 weeks sounds great, but it's been a year for me in the RV, so.
Now, yours is two years.
Yeah.
These would be different places, you know, just 200 miles at a time.
So if you're putting your list together, your Mount Rushmore right now of the first three places that you're dreaming about RVing for 2 weeks at, what are the three places?
Well, it's not like we're going to go to Mount Rushmore out of the gate. I'm talking we're going to take it in 200 miles.
Yeah, we get chunks. But when you're taking those chunks, what are the locations along the way that you're most looking forward to?
I mean, we want to do all the national parks. I want to do all of those.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot in the RV world. There's like Harvest Hosts we joined. And these are like little plate, like wineries, breweries that you can stay at. And you pay a membership and it's free to stay there. But then you have to spend $30 at the establishment. We went to one when we went up to New York to see my uncle recently. We stayed at a winery in Tennessee or vineyard. And you're supposed to spend $30, which we ended up spending like $300.
$30 is really reasonable too, because a lot of RV parks, wherever you go, you have to pay like a fee for the night. So it can range depending like $30, or if you're beachside, $120. Disney has an RV park. It's like $200 a night. So to just to spend $30 at a winery and get to stay on property is kind of amazing.
I feel like there's got to be some kind of Buc-ee's tie-in here. Like some kind of sponsorship where you go to each and every Buc-ee's in the United States of America.
I would like to do that too. I mean, there's 50 plus alone in Texas where Buc-ee's was originated. Mm-hmm.
What about the pineapple RVers?
Nah, they're going to have to leave me alone.
Are those the swingers?
Yeah.
Is that a legit thing?
Yes.
It is.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.